Just in and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now, you're multitasking. But what if you could also be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. So multitask right now. Get your quote now at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Winfield Club at the Allegiant Stadium.
Wow.
Basically a nightclub in the building. Now, look, it's going to be weird to see this. It's going to be weird to see fans anywhere, but especially in the new stadiums, Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, SoFi Stadium in LA. We saw both of them in pristine condition all year long last year. We are moving in that direction, though. It seems like every day there's another announcement of a stadium that intends to have full capacity. And Chris, a point I made over the weekend, there could be some stadiums out there based upon where they are, based upon the status of the pandemic, based upon political realities in those jurisdictions,
yeah,
where you've got far fewer fans than some of these others. And you can't tell me that's not a huge competitive advantage for the teams that can have a full stadium versus the teams that, for whatever reason, may not be allowed to have everyone there if that's what happens in September.
I know. It seems like, you know, we talked so much about this last year before the season started, right? And it really didn't, you know, have an effect. It did not. But, like, yes. I mean, you know, we know the Dallas Cowboys are going to have 80,000 fans there, and it's going to be screaming loud and crazy. And, yeah, we're not sure what things are going to be like in some of the other states. So, yeah, there's going to be an advantage to some teams. And also, like, you know, I saw the article you wrote, too, and I think it was, Brandon Bean, right, up in Buffalo, just – hey, the fact of what we don't know really where the fans stand, and are they going to be in these stadiums, they don't know how to kind of juggle their checkbooks for the 2022 season yet either. That's another aspect that, you know, we don't talk about a lot, but some interesting angles to think about when the season comes around.
All right, let's get to the draft. Teams that need a strong September. Chris, I got a trivia question for you. There are two teams that do not have a win in September in the last two seasons. Name one of those teams.
Oh, gosh. It's not Jacksonville. I'm going to go with the Jets.
Correct. Correct. The Jets and the Broncos.
The Broncos. No, wow.
September wins for the Broncos. All right, Chris, you win. First pick goes to you. Teams that need a strong September.
All right, I'm going to go to one, with one that, hey, listen, it's close to my heart, but this is, I think it's real. I mean, I do. I'm going to go with the New York Giants. I think they're one of those teams that needs a strong September. You know, one, hey, we know that, you know, the Joe Judge hiring last year, a little controversial. It's a huge year for Daniel Jones. You know, people always on David Gettleman and all of those type of things. Like, I feel like they're a team that needs to get off to a good start to get some confidence on the offensive side of the ball, especially with their quarterback, and win some games that way. Daniel Jones, Jason Garrett, second year of that offense, everything there. You know, people talking about paying too much money for Kenny Golladay, all of those type of things. They're a team that just needs to get some wins and get some confidence and momentum going like we talk about. So I'll take the Giants first.
Yeah, I agree with you in that respect. And as we mentioned last hour, there's a report that the Broncos will visit the Giants to start the season. If they don't have Aaron Rodgers, easier game for the Giants to win. If they do have Aaron Rodgers, if he gets traded to Denver, which I think is still a less than, I'd say less than 20% chance, and that may be a little bit too high of happening, then if it does happen, much harder to win. All right, I'm going to start with the Jaguars, team we spent a lot of time talking about last hour. You've got a new coach who needs players to buy in, and it's going to be a challenge for Urban Meyer. And Urban Meyer may lose twice as many games in a month than he'd lose in a season at Ohio State. And I know he's done the mental gymnastics, and when you lose a game in college, one loss completely destroys your season, and maybe you can lose two games at most. But, you know, once you lose that second game, you're not going to win the national championship, and the walls are caving in on you, and the pressure is immense. You got to win every week. Get back to me after you go 0-4 to start your NFL career. Because once those losses start to pile up, and you're fighting harder to get the guys in the locker room to hold it together, and you've talked in the past, Chris, about the stress, how it increases after 0-2, 0-3, the pressure, the anxiety, everything to get that win. It gets worse and worse and worse and worse, and this is the guy we've seen. We've seen this guy cave under intense pressure before. He needs to get some wins out of the gates. He needs to get people in that building to buy into what he's doing, and they need these young players to come out of the gates and build some confidence.
Yeah.
Because if they can, then they can build more confidence as the season unfolds.
Yeah, no, I think they're a team I had written down for sure. All the angles you talked about. I mean, yeah, it's a college coach who's, you know, probably selling a different bill of goods as compared to maybe other coaches in the NFL, all that. Trevor Lawrence angle, you want to get him off on a good start. Yeah, get everything positive vibes there in Jacksonville. I'm with you all the way. I mean, listen, my next pick is going to be a team that you just brought up. I mean, and you know, I forgot that they were going to play the team I drafted first, but the Broncos are the other team I look at. Yeah, I mean, again, we just talked about in the trivia, they haven't won a game in September in 2 years. Vic Fangio, you know, it is that third year now where it's like, okay, where's the improvement of the team? What's gonna be better? Can we show it on the field? The roster looks better. We've seen inklings of looking better, but now it's time to get it done. And there's questions about Drew Lock and that issue there. A lot of people in Denver mad that the Broncos weren't more serious about drafting a quarterback in the top 10 and everything like that. So I look at them as one of those teams to where September can really dictate the year for them. If they go 1-3, I don't know if they have the leadership or anything like that to kind of fight through it and come back. But if they can go in through it 2-2, 3-1, then like you've just talked about with Jacksonville, you know, you get guys to start to believe and there's a common goal and, you know, it just the momentum builds in a building and that's very real. So I'm going to go with the Broncos.
Chris, here's the other side of it too. You got a new GM with a holdover head coach.
That too, no doubt.
And Vic Fangio, if he has a bad year, then there's going to be a new coach in Denver next year because George Payton is going to want to hire his own guy. Fangio is going to have to earn the job beyond 2021. And if you have a bad September, it's going to be difficult to do. And it's a very difficult division and conference, but especially the division. I'm going to stay in the conference and go to a different division. I'm going to say the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm.
When they go all in, bring back Ben.
Yeah.
Here we go. We got to run the ball. We got to show we can come out and do what we did last year. They went 11-0 last year. You can't go 2-2 in September the year after you went 11-0 and expect to be better. You need to come out of the gates and establish that, yes, Ben still has it. That, yes, Najee Harris was the right pick in round one. That, yes, the offensive line is working. And we know one of the realities of having reduced offseason workouts, reduced training camp intensity, it takes some time for the offensive line to get to where it's going to be. The Steelers need to crack that code. They need to hack that process. They need to get the offense moving, and they need to count on their defense to do well enough to get those wins in September so they can carry the momentum into October, November, because this is the all-in one last year with Ben. We think we have a chance to win the Super Bowl season for the Steelers. What they do or don't do in September is going to be critical to how that plays out, Chris.
Right. Well, I just was told that they're playing the Bills week one, so that's going to be a tough game in Buffalo. So they got a good chance to start 0-1 right there. But either way, that's going to be a fun game to watch week one, definitely. Yeah, good pick by you, though. No doubt. It's a big year for them and Big Ben and the new formula as far as how they want to play on offense and everything like that. So I totally understand that. I'm like torn here between like I'm not going to pick the Jets. There's a lot of newness there. Yeah, we want them to get off to a good start, but I don't think the pressure's on them. I'm torn between like Vegas and Cincy a little bit. I'm going to go with Cincinnati here in this one. Cincinnati is a team again. Got to get some hope at the first half of the season one of these years, and that hasn't happened in the Zach Taylor era yet. I mean, it's 4-11-1 last year, 2-14 the year before, and basically a sense that hey, we're out of this thing by week 5 or 6 the last 2 years, and now you got Joe Burrow who got hurt, so that the coaches kind of get blamed for that. Like, oh, you guys didn't protect him. You know, the roster does have some names on there and some players now to where you go, okay, we expect some better results here in Cincinnati. I look at them as a team that's, you know, needs a favorable schedule. Got to have something positive happen to kind of jumpstart that momentum there in Cincinnati, because I do think that's one of those places where if it's a bad September, people are going to start jumping on the backs of all those people in Cincinnati.
Pete says that the Bengals host the Vikings to start the season.
Oh,
well, they play at the Vikings. The Bengals host the Vikings. Yes.
Okay.
Back to what he originally
said. All right.
Host
I hope Vikings, Joe Burrow can Vikings. Play. I host hope he can play.
Peter, you sure they host the Vikings? Peter, you sure they host the Vikings? Can we check one more time? Okay. I you gave me an idea there that I may not. I've got my list.
I know.
And not on
the Raiders
list
one.
Is the Raiders
it, right? I know.
Yeah, but we've been saying it for weeks now. Yeah. It's put up or shut up time.
Yeah.
3 years for John Gruden. No playoff appearances. They can't just stagger out of the gates. They got to come out and kick ass. They got to go 3-1 or better in September. I don't know, Pete. Do they play at the Bengals Week 1?
No. They're hosting the Vikings too.
poor
Pete. He's
mad
gonna deal
now.
With us all the
I love
time.
It.
But I agree with you.
But yeah, they've got to do it. They've got to get off to a big start.
Right.
They've got to.
Right. I mean, we still question. Right. I mean, we're questioning a lot of things there. You know, oddly enough, we're not questioning the quarterback. That's good. But, I mean, the O-line, that's got people, you know, questioning that, what all the things that went on in the offseason. You know, the receivers and the talk that, you know, Mike Mayock has talked about. Henry Ruggs has got to be better. Some of these young guys got to start coming, you know, rising to the top. And the same with the defensive side of the ball. So I do think this is a year, like, you're right. People are going to be looking at Vegas pretty tightly.
By the way, there's only 3 games in September this year, unless you play the Thursday night game in week 4, which is September 30. But I generally refer to it as the first 4 games of the season. I mention that because I seriously considered the Patriots as a team that needs to have a strong September, because there's just this sense of desperation and urgency. There's a report from Bleacher Report that the Patriots and the Buccaneers play week 4.
Ooh, week 4
that's
to
when,
start October when, or maybe Thursday.
That's when the lightning strikes. It could be Thursday night. I have a feeling they're not going to put it on a Thursday night. I have a feeling it's going to be a 4:25 or a Sunday night game. It's going to be one of the biggest games of the year. So, you know, we've heard in the past from Bill Belichick, and as we study the Patriots, it does take them some time to get up to speed.
I want to see fans for that game too.
I think I asked Tom Curran a couple of weeks ago, Would the Patriots be better off with that game late in the year or early in the year? What do you think? Is it better week 4 or 14?
I think
for the
it's,
Patriots.
I think it's better to just get it out of the way and get done with it and not have it always like, oh, Brady's coming to town. What are we going to do? What's the reaction going to be like? You know, the organization's probably going to do something and show a video on, you know, they're going to honor him in some way too. I think that would be one you'd be better off kind of getting it out of the way early on in the season. And back to like our crowd point we talked about, just like that's a game where, damn, do you want to see fans? I mean, that might be weird. I mean, literally, Brady might throw a touchdown for the Bucs and the stadium might cheer. They might be like, yes, boo defense, but yes. Like, how did you let him throw that? But yes, Brady. Like, I think it'd be a very interesting dynamic in that stadium that night. They're not going to boo Brady.
Massachusetts.
He might be able to lower the crowd in a 2-minute drill and literally, like, be quiet. And they might listen on the opposing team's quarterback. I mean, I really would love to see what they'll do.
It's the last time he's ever going to play in that stadium.
Yeah.
It's period.
Yeah.
There's no other way he's going to play in that stadium unless he goes to play for some team in the AFC or another team in the NFC that is due to be back in New England. The only way, and I don't know how, you know, that 17th extra game.
Oh, maybe
formula,
that does. Yeah, right.
But it would still be 2 years from now because for that extra game, it's an interconference game. NFC teams are the home team next year. This year it's AFC, so that's not going to make it happen. They just have to assume this is the last time they're ever seeing the guy and all that implies. And Massachusetts is one of those states where I think politically it's going to be delicate to get clearance to open the whole stadium. California and Massachusetts are two of the states that I'm keeping a close eye on to see whether or not that home field advantage is going to be real for those teams. And that would be a shame. And you know what? The reality is, having that game played as early as it is, that's going to put a ton of pressure on the folks in Massachusetts to let that stadium be full.
You're right. It is, right? I mean, yeah. Those fans are going to want to see Brady in his last game at that stadium. I think that is going to be a real issue. I had thought I heard at some point a few weeks ago that, you know, Massachusetts was expecting to let full crowds, you know, be able to attend these sporting events once the fall came around. But I don't know if I officially saw anything that way. But, yeah, that would be a shame to miss that opportunity and see that and do all that. And, hey, listen, if you're New England and it's a big year, like you said, and everything like that too, man, they have an unbelievable home field advantage. That stadium is tough to play in. It really is. And those fans are great. They're as good as rowdy and get underneath the skin of the opposing team as good as anybody in the NFL. And it does help their football team when they're playing there at home.
And look, here's the reality, and I've been an advocate of taking the pandemic very seriously. Nearly 600,000 deaths in the United States have proven that those of us who did take it seriously are on the right side of history. But as of right now, we are at the point where life is moving on, and vaccines are one of the keys to allowing people to get back to a normal life.
Yep.
And if you are compromised in some way, if you haven't been vaccinated, if you choose not to be vaccinated, if you medically can't be vaccinated for other reasons other than you just don't want to be, then, you know, everyone, I think, now has kind of settled into a pattern, an ability, a formula for figuring out what's right for them. And if 60,000 people in the Massachusetts vicinity want to go to a football game and feel comfortable being out there, then so be it.
Yeah.
They should be allowed to go.
Right.
At this point, I think we're at the point where
I'm with you.
And yeah, there's always a chance you're going to take the virus home to somebody, but I think we all know enough about how to keep ourselves safe at this point that we see everything opening up. We just got to get to the point where we get back to our lives and people need to take the precautions based upon everything we've learned since last March. That's the end of that.
Yeah.
But I think it's becoming obvious that that's kind of where we are. So maybe that's the good news. Maybe all stadiums, Chris,
I hope so,
will have the green light to be completely full. Then they just have to sell the tickets because there still may be some teams that people still don't want to go see. It's like, oh, crap. Oh, great. We got to go to Bengals games again this year.
Yeah,
sorry, Bengals. You're the first team that came to mind.
Well, I you know, again, I don't know. We've been cooped up so long and all this. I can't wait to go to a sporting event. I really can't. I mean, me and my wife have had a few laughs because you understand why the 20s were the roaring 20s, you know, when you think about history, because, oh, yeah, they were roaring because they were dealing with a pandemic in 1918 and 1919. And it's like, I feel like, yeah, I'm foaming at the mouth to go to a Yankees game, go to a Giants game. My little boy, his flag football game on Sunday last week, Mike, it was the first time here in Connecticut where you could be outside at something like that and you didn't have to wear your mask. And it changed the attitude of the whole thing. It was just great to see people smiling. Hey, how you doing? I haven't seen your face in a year and a half. So hopefully we are going in the right direction.
By the way, I was happy to see that Danielle has upgraded from the wife to my wife from yesterday to today. Well done.
For now.
Well done.
Thank you.
Let's take a break. Week one, most of week one has been announced. We'll break it down when PFT Live continues right after this.
Around any corner, within every battle, and with the dawn of each new day, the threat of the unexpected, the unpredictable, and the unrelenting lies in wait. But Marines will always be there. They are the constant in the chaos. No matter the battlefield, Marines adapt to win, defeating every shifting threat, protecting our nation's future. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Just in and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Most of week one has been announced. The CBS schedule, as mentioned earlier, Steelers at Bills. Oh, well, Pittsburgh. Kevin Colbert told me last week, the GM of the Steelers, he always looks at week one. He may not want to look at this week one because that's going to be a tough one for Pittsburgh. Jets and Panthers, a little Sam Darnold revenge.
Wow.
Right out of the gates.
Man.
I like that.
Yeah,
I like
seriously.
That. They could have held that one a little bit longer. I like that one. Cardinals at Titans, that's one of the 17th games. That's one of the games that landed on the schedule when we went to 17. Cardinals-Titans wouldn't have been played with only 16 games. Jaguars at the Texans, the Trevor Lawrence debut against God knows who at quarterback, and then the Chargers at the Washington football team, all the 1 o'clock games on CBS. Five of them. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4. Five of them, yes, five of them all at once.
Yeah, I mean, hey, good slate there. I mean, seriously, under the radar Chargers-Washington football game there at 1 o'clock. Chargers got to start off, and then, like, that West Coast team being that 10 a.m. Eastern. The Darnold Bowl, I mean, that is a fast, you're right, like a fascinating week one matchup there. You know, that Zach Wilson, the new Jets quarterback, is going to have to go down and play the old Jets quarterback. But my eye, especially out of those 1 o'clock games, like like the Steelers Bills, that can go either way, right? I mean, you know, it's like if you're the Steelers, you're like, man, we got to play that group and Josh Allen and everything he does. Geez. But also, I could tell you as a quarterback, you hate to play defenses like the Steelers early on in the year too, because everything in training camp is like real simple, right? And even preseason, teams aren't real exotic with their defenses. And then you get into like a week one, and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, it's Blitzburg, and they got seven guys acting like they're going to blitz here, and they dropped out, and three guys blitzed over there, and that could be like a little bit of a you know, punch in the gut as far as just waking you up when you have to deal with that in week one. So that'll be something I'll have my eye on in those 1 o'clock games.
Those two teams played in Buffalo in December. 26-15 was the score. The Bills won. But, you know, the point is this. You have 4 months to get ready for week one.
That's right, too.
That can be your obsession. And some teams make it their obsession.
They do.
They spend the entirety of the time getting ready for that first game, and they worry about week two when week two comes. The Fox games, there are four. Well, we didn't talk about the 425.
Yeah, let's talk about
them. There's a major CBS 425 game, a playoff rematch right out of the gates. The Cleveland Browns. The Browns are not the Browns anymore, but they play the Chiefs. So their hopes of getting off to a 1-0 start are, well, look, it's not impossible. It can happen. But I'm sure they would have rather played someone else to start the season. Browns at the Chiefs with the secondary game on CBS of the Dolphins at the Patriots.
Yeah, no, I mean, first off, yeah, Baker versus Mahomes. That's awesome. Divisional playoff game. This is the game Mahomes got knocked out in against Cleveland. So there's that angle you can play again, play on. Cleveland maybe could have won the game if it weren't for the fumble into the end zone North Korea rule that I love and is awesome rule. Yes, best rule there is ever invented. And but like, yeah, this is going to mean Cleveland. You never want to play Mahomes, but man, Cleveland's got to have a belief of going like, wait, we've improved our team. We believe in ourselves because of what we did, you know, at the end of last year and everything like that. And I do think there's a little bit of like, you ended the season against this team. Okay, we got a feel for them and what they did to us in the playoffs and all those things to where they shouldn't be too scared going into Kansas City to play them.
And they've got 4 months to get ready for it. That's the game that the Browns are going to be focused on until week one rolls around. Let's flip it over to the Fox schedule. They've got 4 1 o'clock games. That means there's going to be 9 games. That's one of the things.
I don't like that.
We wait all that time for the season to start, and then you have 9 games that all begin at the same time. 49ers at the Lions, very intriguing. The knee-biting regime begins with a tough test against the 49ers. Also, it's a renewal of the old Jim Harbaugh, Jim Schwartz moment from 10 years ago. I don't think Kyle Shanahan and Dan Campbell are going to have quite a moment like that after the game, but we can always hope for it. Seattle at Indianapolis, a sneaky great game.
Yes.
Out of the gates. You know, when you look for games that stand out at 1 o'clock, I think it's Steelers, Bills, and right. Seahawks, Colts.
I agreed. I mean, you got the Zimmer Bowl with the Vikings and the Bengals. That'll be cool. But, yes, I mean, that Fox schedule, my eyes are all over Seattle and Indianapolis. I mean, Indianapolis is a Super Bowl contender, and we know Seattle is right there on the edge of that too. That's the one that I think pops to me more than anything. The San Francisco one, I'm interested, Mike, just to see, of course, if it will be a Trey Lance or, you know, who's going to be starting quarterback. But, you know, I think to your point, the Seahawks-Colts game is the one that really takes the cake.
And then, as we mentioned earlier in the program, the 4:25 p.m. Eastern games on Fox. And both networks have 4:25 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, what's up with that?
It's one or the other.
Right.
Week 17 is the only week that I was aware of in the past, the final week of the season, where they clustered the games at 4:25 on both networks. I need to look into this. Maybe I missed this when they did the new deals. I don't know why both CBS and Fox have 4:25 p.m. Eastern games at the same time. Be that as it may, Packers, Saints as the main game on Fox. And then it's Broncos-Giants, which becomes the main game on Fox if Aaron Rodgers gets traded to the Broncos.
One.
The ultimate hedge for week one. I wonder how many times we'll see that. I wonder if every 4:25 Packers game is going to be accompanied by a 4:25 Denver game all year long, Chris.
We might. You're right. That makes sense when you put it that way. The Packers-Saints game, with or without Rodgers, is going to have major NFC implications, but of course it's going to be a lot better if Rodgers is there. And, yeah, we got the Saints angle of, like, their quarterback situation. And the Saints are still a really good football team, but did have some turnover this offseason, did lose some players and all of that. You know, and then the Giants-Denver game is, yes, two teams trying to find their way, make their mark back in their respective conferences and everything like that. But, man, if Aaron Rodgers was there for that game back in New York to start off the year and everything like that, that stadium will be electric.
Also, the Monday night football game for week one will be the Ravens at the Raiders.
Ooh.
And this is the first year since 2006 there is not a Monday night doubleheader. ESPN replaced that with a Saturday doubleheader in the final week of the season with games that will have playoff implications. So the doubleheader to begin the season, staying up until 1 a.m. or later,
killed.
That's over.
That was
that's
killer.
That's kaput. That's finito. That right. was a hell of a way to end that first week. And I would typically watch the first half of the late game and then speed through the second half before the show because it's just too much. It's too much.
Yeah.
So it's no more. It's now Ravens Raiders to cap the week. Now, there are still two games that have not yet been announced, and those of you out there who are very good at the process of elimination could probably begin to figure them out, but they will officially be announced momentarily. We're going to take a break, and when we return, hopefully we'll be able to tell you with certainty the Thursday night opener on NBC and the first NBC Sunday night game of the year. We'll do that when PFT Live continues right after.
We'll never tell.
Around any corner, within every battle, and with the dawn of each new day, the threat of the unexpected, the unpredictable, and the unrelenting lies in wait. But Marines will always be there. They are the constant in the chaos. No matter the battlefield, Marines adapt to win, defeating every shifting threat, protecting our nation's future. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Just in and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, our schedule has been released. Cue the music. Thursday, September 9. The Cowboys visiting Tampa Bay to take on the Buccaneers, the defending champions. Last season ended in Tampa Bay. The new season begins. Fire the ship. Throw a football into the cannon.
Fire the cannons.
Let's go. Put your patches on your general's jacket.
That's right. Let's go, baby. Get your patches over your eye. Let's go.
Last year, we were supposed to have fans for the Rams game that opened the stadium. Cowboys-Rams, week one. It's Bears-Rams this year, week one, Sunday Night Football. By the way, the full schedule will be released on NFL Network tonight at 8 p.m. But all of week one is now out. Biggest season ever, literally. 17 regular season games. That's 272 total. It's going to be great. And it gets started Thursday, September 9. Buccaneers hosting the Cowboys on NBC, Chris. Hey, I like this Cowboys-Buccaneers game. Peter King guessed earlier this week it was going to be the Bills or the Cowboys. I like it with the Cowboys because they've got the offense to match up with the Bucs. And you've got Dan Quinn running the Cowboys defense. He's got a bad history with Tom Brady.
A little bit.
He's got a chance to rectify Super Bowl 49 and to rectify Super Bowl 51. And it's the Cowboys. It's the freaking Cowboys. The Cowboys have cachet. You may as well play this game early instead of late in the event the Cowboys are 4-10 if the game is set for December.
Yeah.
So get it right out of the gates. Cowboys, Bucks, I love that choice.
I'm not against it either. I mean, like, when I first, I was like, oh, the Cowboys, okay. I mean, all right. But okay. I mean, you can get behind it for sure. The more I've thought about it, the more I'm with you. I like it too. I mean, the weapons they got on the offensive side of the ball, you know, Dak Prescott, that storyline of him being back after the gruesome injury, everything like that. Yeah, you're kicking off the Super Bowl for the Bucs. And like you said, really the big question in the matchup is just the Cowboys defense. Will they be able to stand up to that Buccaneers offense and match them that way? So there's been a lot of fascinating things, you know, as far as this matchup's concerned. And, yeah, I think it's a pretty good one when you just talk about pure star power.
And this will be the first time ever that Thursday night opener happens in the same stadium where
The Super Bowl
yeah, from the last year had been played. So,
right.
We'll be there. And, look, Florida stadiums will be full. They'd be full if they played the games right now.
Yeah.
So that's not going to be an issue.
Right.
We're going to be in Tampa, and everything's going to be open, and that stadium is going to be rocking, and they're going to raise the banner, and they're going to get to properly enjoy Tom Brady being the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I just think it's going to be
crazy down
there.
Great
game, and it should be a high-scoring game. And hey, the Buccaneers, you know, when Tom Brady joked a couple of weeks ago that he would trade two Super Bowl rings for a perfect season, that's the one thing he hasn't done. And look, it's not easy by any stretch. But they won 8 in a row once they got their act together. I almost said a different word that ends in T. After the bye week last year, they are on an 8-game winning streak. They are bringing everyone back. Ostensibly, they should be able to hit the ground sprinting in 2021. It will be interesting to see if, number one, they can win in week one. And they'll be favored. I figure they'll be 5.5, 6.5-point favorite, maybe.
Yeah.
I bet the line's already out there. I'd say that's what it'll be. But they'll be favored in pretty much every game this year. And it'll be interesting to see how long they can ride that 8-game winning streak from last season, Chris.
Yeah, no. I mean, listen. I mean, they peaked at the right time. And it's a new team. So it's not like it's like, oh, well, okay, we've been dominating football for like a few years, we could take our foot off the gas pedal. No, I think they had just gotten to the point where they were like, you know, hey, we're finally playing, you know, full team football and cohesive and hitting on all cylinders. And it was just getting fun. We were just getting going. So I think there is real momentum to capitalize on. And the other thing, like I'll say with the Chiefs last year after they won the Super Bowl, I don't think this is a team in Tampa that's like going to buckle under the pressure or buckle in the fact that they have like the bullseye on their back being the Super Bowl champ. I don't. I think they got a lot of personalities there that I think relish the limelight, and they got a coach who I think for these type of situations is going to be just right and be like, hey, just go out there and play loose and let's be us. Don't have to worry about being perfect and, oh, we're the defending Super Bowl champs. And, you know, Bruce Arians is not going to put more pressure on the situation. So that's where I look at it, too, to what you're saying, Mike. I would expect them to hit the ground running and rip off some serious wins here early on in the year. What is it? What are the Bucks got? They got the NFC East, and then what AFC division is it this year?
AFC East. They've got the AFC East.
So they got both Easts. Yeah. Okay, so that'll be interesting.
And their extra game, the 17th game, is a trip to Indianapolis, a place where Tom Brady has played and lost in the past, a Super Bowl, a playoff game, the Colts. I love that. I love that Tom Brady is facing the Colts as this extra out-of-schedule 17th game.
It is. It's a nice little wrinkle. There is history there, of course, between the Colts and the Pats and Brady and everything that went on with everything, the games on the field, off the field, whatever. But, yeah, I'm pumped. I really am. That's going to be awesome to see. That, like, we know Super Bowl stadiums are always electric when they raise the banner and all that, but this is going to be another level up, I think, because of, like, what you said. These people haven't got to see Brady yet. They haven't been there. I mean, that place, that damn ship in the end zone might, you know, fall off and start sailing down the river. It's so loud there in Tampa. They are going to be so juiced and pumped and ready to go for that game. It will be amazing to see. So good for them. That fan base deserves it. And here we go, Bucks. Arr, matey.
So the Thursday night game will be the start of the season in the place where last season ended. And then the Sunday night game on NBC will be the first game with fans at SoFi Stadium. And that's the stadium where this season will end with Super Bowl 56, the Bears and the Rams. And again, last year it was going to be Cowboys Rams. It was Cowboys Rams, just no one was there to see it. You had to watch it, you know, from home. The Bears, they got Justin Fields. All of a sudden, the Bears are, you know, maybe they aren't who we thought they were, we could say about the Bears going into 2021 now that they have Justin Fields. So, you know, good defense. Rams have a good defense. Matthew Stafford, who knows the Bears well, there's a lot of tentacles there and a lot of new players. And, you know, it's going to play out in that awesome new stadium on Sunday Night Football. That'll be a great way to cap the day.
It will. I mean, for two big markets, the Bears are a good football team. It definitely will be better if we have Justin Fields starting at quarterback. There's no doubt about that. So that'll be something to see. And again, you know, you trade up from number 20 to pick 11, and as long as the guy shows that he's capable of running the offense and not being a total disaster, like, you play him. Get the season started, go. Like, start him. Go ahead. That's the way I feel about it with a guy like Justin Fields. They can figure out ways to help him out, keep the game simple, and especially because of the way he runs the football and everything like that. So that's, of course, like something I want to see. I want to see Justin Fields. But I'm the most excited to see McVay and Matt Stafford. That's the one I'm definitely most excited to do. You know, McVay has a really good history in opening weeks, and one, it's because of something you said already, Mike. Like, he's a guy that I would think is from the Gruden school of thought. And that's what we did with Gruden, Mike. We'd go all in on that week one matchup. All in. Like, my rookie year, they just won the Super Bowl, right? They found out they were going to open the year up against the Eagles on Monday night, right? And they opened the, you know, Rocky was there to open the new stadium and all that. I mean, I'm saying early May, all we did was start working on Eagles. And then you remember the great defensive coordinator, Jim Johnson, right, for the Eagles back in the day. He was famous for all his blitzes. You remember him, right?
Yes.
He had all these crazy blitzes. And
I mean, Gruden and our coaching staff were obsessed with making sure we could pick them up and not waste our back and get them all there and everything like that. And McVay, that's where I think he's going to have some cool plan of attack with Stafford, and they'll be ready to go, and I just can't wait to see that.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. And, you know, both of these teams would benefit from getting off to a good start. The Rams are in a difficult division. They can't afford to fall to 0-1 with the 49ers, with the Cardinals, with the Seahawks. Now, you know, all those teams have challenging games when you look at it. The 49ers, as we discussed earlier, they go to Detroit. The Seahawks go to Indianapolis. And the Cardinals go to Tennessee. Those are not going to be easy games for any of those teams. So maybe we'll have three of the teams 0-1 in the NFC West to start the season. Well, and remember, don't freak out when your team goes 0-1. There's still 16 games to go. That's the beauty of it this year. Completely forget about week one. There's still 16 games left.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. A little extra wiggle room there and everything like that. And, you know, you brought up, like, the matchups of the NFC West, too. Hey, I'll tell you what, they are scary. You know, I would always be scared, you know, if you're the 49ers and you're playing the Lions, where, yes, at you know, base level, just at first look, you go, yeah, the 49ers are better. But where that stinks for those matchups for the 49ers, or even maybe, like, the Seahawks, you got to play the Colts, there's moving parts. Like, the 49ers are going to be like, we don't really know what to expect on them on offensive side of the ball. We don't really know how they're going to attack. There's no history with this staff. We're not really sure. So that's going to, like, swing the pendulum to even out, you know, the game itself. And the same thing even with the Colts. Like, yes, the Seahawks are going to have a good idea of what the Colts like to do and everything. But I'm sure with Frank Reich and now having Carson Wentz, who's, you know, physically more gifted than Phillip Rivers was, you know, at in year 17 or 18 of his career last year, they're going to have new things that they bring to the offense and you can't really prepare for. So that's always a tough thing. And we just talked about the Rams. They could be dealing with Justin Fields and a running quarterback and all those type of things. So that gives some of the lesser teams an advantage here in week one because of that unknown as far as the schematics are concerned.
You know, it makes me wonder, you mentioned Justin Fields. Does the fact that they open with the Rams,
yeah, I know,
does that change in any way? Because 4 years ago, the Bears kept Mike Glennon on the field. Now, this was pre-Matt Nagy, but Mike Glennon was on the field for the first month, and then they went to Mitchell Trubisky.
Right.
When you know that you're facing the Rams, when you know that you are in a big spot, nationally televised primetime game to start the season, does that cause you to say, hey,
yes,
look, we made the bold move to go get this guy? We're getting him ready. We're getting him ready. Sorry, Andy. Sorry. You QB1 in March, not QB1 in September.
I think that in that situation, Mike, my history with coaches, and you would err on going, let's start the veteran on the road. We think that'll be we'll see with the fans, but a really talented defense in the Rams, the number one defense in football, and like I just talked about with, like, those NFC West teams playing teams that they don't know about, they got a new D coordinator there. So it is going to be a different defensive look. And the one thing we saw from Raheem Morris last year as the interim head coach of the Falcons and all that too, now with the Rams as the D coordinator, man, they were exotic. And that's where, you know, it could go two ways. It could go Matt Nagy going, damn, it's just they do too much and they're too talented on defense. I don't want to throw our rookie out there and have him deal with this. Or the other side of that story could be, Mike, hey, wait, we put Justin Fields in and now we have the threat of this running quarterback and playing 11-on-11 football and doing all that. It might simplify the Rams and make them play a really base defense because they're going to be worried about making all the right run fits with now that they're compromised to stop the run game with a Justin Fields type at quarterback. But I would say more, what would you do? I think more would err on starting the veteran, but I don't know. Do they ring true to you as far as the Justin Fields aspect?
I'm putting Fields
you are.
On the field.
Yeah.
Look, I don't trade from 20 to 11 and give up next year's first round pick to put this guy on ice for Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton was the insurance policy that allowed you to move around the draft board and get the guy you wanted because you didn't enter round one of the draft desperate
for
a quarterback.
That's right.
It wasn't, red circle, underlined, highlighted Bears are getting a quarterback today. And I think having Andy Dalton may have allowed them to get, you know, that trade done for a little bit less than what it would have taken. Because, hey, fine, Giants, screw you.
Yeah.
You just lost Devontae Smith.
We're okay. Right.
You want to drop out and get Kadarius Toney later. We're fine here. We're fine at 20 because we got Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
You could sell that with a face, I think.
You could.
I don't know. But yeah, now that you've done this, it's Justin Fields. You got to go Justin Fields.
Yeah, I agreed. And, you know, you brought up a point right after the draft, too, where I do think, you know, like you painted the picture of what the Bears did to where if we get out of training camp and it's just like, you know, no doubt it's Andy Dalton, the starter. Bam, he's the starter. Like, yeah, you're going to hear Bears fans going like, what, our guy can beat out Andy Dalton and all that? I do think that's going to be a topic of conversation and going to put a little more pressure on the situation altogether. So I'm with you. I err on playing him as well, and they can find ways to manage the game and do some things to help him out. And like I said, his running aspect I think could really simplify the Rams in a lot of ways and allow the Bears to play a game maybe that they want where they control the clock and now play through their defense a little bit and play that game, because I don't think they're going to want to get in a shootout with the Rams, that type of thing. I don't expect the Bears to be able to win that type of football game.
We won't be picking winners and losers for every game to be played over the upcoming 17-week season. We'll leave it to people far smarter than us to predict the winners of the Week 16 games and the Thursday night game. And you know. I understand it's tempting to do it. If you're an ardent fan of one team and you want to go through the schedule and you want to get a loose sense of just how do you feel, I've done that.
Sure.
Who hasn't done that? There's a big difference between a fan picking out a schedule for one team and going through it and saying win, loss, win, loss, 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 win, loss, 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 win, whatever. Then having this big production where, hey, let's look at the Week 15 games now. Let's pick winners and losers. Give me a break. But I predict that there will be those kinds of predictions made throughout the course of the day.
Well, of course.
And it's with all the factors that make it impossible to even begin to guess. But, but you know what? If you're going to do the season total bet, the over-under win total, now you got a chance to get a feel for, you know, like the Broncos at 8.5. They're back on the board at 8.5. I kind of like the Broncos at 8.5 without Aaron Rodgers.
I hear you.
You look at how that schedule is configured. You know, maybe they can steal one in New York to start
right.
the season. Finally win a game in September for the first time in 3 years. And, you know, maybe they can get to 9-8. I still can't get used to that. So, anyway, it's just part of the fun. It's a fun day.
I'm excited.
And I mean, if I was involved in any other sport, I'd be so pissed off today. Because it's like, they don't even have games. And this is all everybody's talking about. We got games, people.
I know. Football is king. And, listen, I'm excited, and this is going to dominate the sports conversation for the day. So all the other sports just got to deal with it. That is really the big question is, are we going to be in Tampa? That's where I'm excited. That's what I'm excited.
There's no reason to think we won't be.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't know.
That'd be great to be a part of that. I don't know either. I'm not sure exactly how this will all work out for us this year and everything like that, but we're getting close. We're getting close. And soon you'll be sitting right here next to me, and I'll be able to touch you and punch you and hit you, and I cannot wait.
There will still be plexiglass. For all sorts of reasons, separating us. You know what, though? The NFL realized this year that they can give week one out in the 8 a.m. hour. You watch where this is going to go. It's going to become something where they have release points all day long. It's not going to be 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. They're going to find a way. They've discovered plutonium by accident again because – look at the buzz that this has created for the 8 a.m. hour. So at 10 a.m., week two, 11 a.m., week whatever, or every hour on the hour, all day long.
Yeah.
The schedule gets bled out. Instead of dropping it all down at once, there's wisdom in parsing it out. So
yeah, I'm with you.
How many, in 12 hours, right, you could do one an hour, 1 week an hour. And then the rest of the games, the stretch run gets revealed at 8 p.m. Eastern or just whatever big games they decide to hold back.
Yeah.
I think it's going to move in that direction. Makes too much sense. You dominate the whole day.
You do. Dominate the whole day. You could, you know, you're right. If I was a big fan of a certain team, it's like you could get me on the hook by, 8 o'clock, there's week one. 10 o'clock, they're going to release games 2 and 3. You know, 12 o'clock.
Check back.
Right. Let me check back. Right. And you get excited for at least the start of the year to maybe where you release the schedule in its complete fullness. Yeah, we got to take a break. Commercial. We'll be right back.
Yeah, we'll be right back. All right, there's our week one again. Cowboys at the Bucks and the Bears at the Rams. And 4 months is going to fly by. I mean, it's been 4 months since the season ended, the regular season at least. Before you know it, Chris, we're going to be in Tampa or wherever we're going to be week one.
Yeah.
So it's gonna fly by. Enjoy. Don't wish it away. I've said this time and again. Enjoy your summer. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your life. Football season will be here when the summer ends. Perfect way to end the summer. You can forget about, you know, work and school and just focus on football. I wouldn't recommend that completely, but you get what I mean.
I guess there you go. So you're telling me football season
take
will
care
come
of your
after
business.
The summer? That's what you're telling me?
But my point is, enjoy your summer. Enjoy your summer. Just shut up, Pete, and you, Chris. We're trying to fill like 30 seconds because Pete had us wait too long to take our break. But my point is this. Enjoy your lives. Enjoy the summer. And then enjoy football season, the biggest season ever.
That's right. Well, you're just saying
that
because you're shaking in your boots that Joe Burrow and the Bengals are going to whoop your Vikings week one. Blowout. Let's go, Bengals.
I thought it was the Raiders or the Bengals, Pete. Who plays in Cincinnati week one? See you tomorrow.
See ya.
Just in and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.